Hi. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Glad to see you. Mm-hmm. Did you hear those shaking things I brought in? I'll show them to you as soon as I get my other shoes on. Can you guess what they might be? Some of them sound a little different. This one sounds like this. And this one sounds like this. And they're things that you use in the garden. I have my scientific coat on so that we can work with them in the kitchen. And this one sounds like this. You guess? Seeds. Yeah, that's what they are. Seeds. Come on into the kitchen. I'll show them to you. On the front of the package, it shows what it's going to be when it grows up. And this one is beet. See, it says beet up there? And there's a picture of the beet here. Now let's just see what the beet seed looks like. Now those little beet seeds will grow up to be beets. Mm-hmm. Now I've got some carrot seeds too. See the carrots? Let's see what the carrot seeds look like. Oh my, they're tiny. Here are the carrot seeds. Here are the beet seeds, and there are the carrot seeds. Onions. That's what onions look like when you buy them at the store. Yeah, it says onion. Let's see what the onion seeds look like. Oh, boy. They're pretty. Little black seeds for onions. And then some radishes. See the picture of the radish? Radish. Let's take a look at the radish seeds. There are the radish seeds. They're all seeds, but they're all different. When you plant the beet seeds, this is what grows. A beet plant. Mm-hmm. Beets. When you plant the carrot seeds, this is what grows. Carrots. These have been growing for a couple months. When you plant the onion seeds, this is what grows. They're all plants, but they're all different. Mm-hmm. When you plant the radish seeds, this is what grows. Look, radish. All different and all fancy, just the way you and I are. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Yes, sir, everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. Carrots. Girls are girls right from the start. Yes, sir, everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can be the mummies. Only boys can be the daddies. Yes, sir, everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Radish, your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person. I do. And I like your ins and outsides. Yes, sir, everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Thought I'd just plant some of these seeds. Whoops. This is dirt. All ready for planting. Here are some beet seeds. I think I'll put beets in this pot. Do you hear somebody at the door? Oh, I do now, too. Would you look to see outside who it might be? It looks like Miss Emily, the poetry lady. It is. Miss Emily.
Hello.
Welcome. Come on in. Gee, am I glad to see you. We were just doing a little planting of seeds.
Well, isn't that funny? We all say we're on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
Planting seeds and hoping they'll grow.
Exactly.
I had quite an experience, you know. I had a letter yesterday from a little boy. Said he was 8 years old. And he sent me a poem about, of all things, growing.
Great. Could we hear it?
Oh, indeed. Yes, I brought it along. What fun it is to see things grow. Everything always does, you know. The wind may blow a tiny seed, and up will come a flower, or a weed.
Or a weed.
But best of growing is for me just to watch and hear and see my baby brother learn to talk, to stand up straight and start to walk. He'll grow till he can play with me. Then we'll have fun. You wait and see.
He'll have a better time with his brother when he does grow up a little bit.
Well, that's just it. This little boy has patience to know that he'll have to wait until the other little boy can grow up and play with him.
Miss Emily, do you think anybody can write poetry?
Oh, I think so. Yes, I think so.
I just wonder if maybe some of our other neighbors might be able to write some poems.
Why don't you try? It's really quite easy. You just think of something. When I was a little girl, I used to go to sleep at night thinking about something, and in the morning I'd write a verse about it. It could be any kind of a poem, a bright poem, a gay poem, a beautiful poem, even a sad poem. And if you can write, you write it down. And if you can't write yet, find someone who can and get her to write it down for you, and then you'll have your own poem on paper, your very own poem.
Do all poems have to rhyme, Miss Emily? You know, like make, bake, sake, take?
No. Actually, most modern poems don't rhyme. They don't have rhyme or rhythm. They just express a thought. Or something, a simple little thing like, sometimes I wake before it's light and watch the night through my window. Slowly, slowly, the dark night slides away, and a new day is born.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's a simple thought. I call that a poem of hope, because something may have upset you. That was why you weren't sleeping too well. But gradually the darkness and the annoyance fade away, and a new day is born, bringing hope of fun and joy and all the rest of it.
Oh, that's great.
That's a poem of hope, and it has neither rhyme nor rhythm.
You know, you talk about a new day. Did you know that there were some new people coming to the neighborhood of make-believe?
Well, I did hear about some duck-billed platypus coming in.
Yes, Dr. Bill is coming, and he wants to find a place for him and his wife to live.
Well, they live in holes in the ground, you know.
Holes in the ground?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose this would be too little for
them. Oh, much. They're quite big, those duckbills, you know. That wouldn't be nearly large enough.
Well, maybe you'd like to have it. It's a pot of growing seeds.
Oh, I'd like it very much.
The
I'll
beet
watch
seeds.
It grow.
Sure.
Yes. Would you like some of the beets when it grows?
Yes, ma'am.
If it grows.
Well, it'll be growing just the way our friend's poems grow.
That's right. Goodbye, dear friend.
Bye-bye, Miss Emily. Thanks again. Maybe you would try to make a poem. Would you? Send it to Miss Emily? I'd like to read it, too. Your mom or your dad or anybody could help you write it down. Let's look into make-believe. Oh, there's the clock. And the pond. And the museum go-round. X's tree in Henrietta's house. And the factory. See if the trolley's coming. Yes, there it is. Trolley, we're ready to go with you to the neighborhood of make-believe. Hi, trolley. Hi, just had a visit from Miss Emily. Yes, you know how she likes poems. And so do I. We'd like very much to go to make-believe to see what's going on with the duckbill platypuses. We're ready to go? Okay, we'll come with you, trolley, if you'll take us, please.
Oh, hi, trolley. How would you like a pretend shower?
Who's sprinkling pretend water out here?
It's Mistress Mary.
Mistress Mary?
Quite contrary.
Well, how does your garden grow?
With silver bells.
And cockle shells.
And pretty maids all in a row.
Well, Mistress Mary, I'm glad to meet you. Why, I've heard a lot about you.
About you too, Mr. Owl.
You have? How did you hear about me?
From Lady Abilene.
Oh, do you know Lady Abilene? Isn't she great?
Quite contrary.
Oh, Lady Abilene. And I really thought you were, Mistress Mary.
Oh, I just thought I'd pretend a bit.
Boy, you really look great as Mistress Mary. You like costumes, don't you?
Oh, I sure do.
I like to pretend myself.
You do?
Why don't I just pretend and see if you know who I am?
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yes.
All right. Let me see. Hello, young maiden.
Hello, sir.
Do you have any vegetables in your garden?
Why, yes, I do. What kind would you like?
I like all kinds of vegetables, young maiden, because I am a vegetarian.
One moment, please, sir.
Thank you. The young maiden has vegetables. We'll see what kind she has.
A carrot.
A carrot.
And a potato, sir?
A carrot and a potato. Thank you very much. I will now go to organize the first hospital in America.
Are you, by any chance, the famous friend of X the Owl, Benjamin Franklin?
Lady Averland, how did you know?
Well, Ben Franklin started the first hospital in America.
Yeah.
And he was a vegetarian.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he? Mm. Oh, that's all there is to it. He's just plain great.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
That's right.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Exciting day, meow.
Oh, what's exciting, Hen?
Oh, meow, 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 news. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, what news are you talking about, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, duckbill platypus, meow.
You mean the Australian animals?
Meow. Meow, 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 doctor. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, come and live here, meow.
A doctor wants to come and live in our neighborhood? Hey, Dr. Frog and Mrs. Frog have been gone now. Maybe we can get another one here.
Meow.
You mean a duckbill platypus doctor?
Meow. Meow, 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 bring meow wife today, meow.
Today?
Meow.
When?
Meow, meow, soon.
Oh.
Well, I think we should go and look for them. Boy, I hope they do stay. Where are they going to live?
Meow, meow, frog's pond, meow.
Oh, I've always wanted to meet a real duckbill platypus. You're right, Hen, this is exciting.
Meow. Meow, Robert Troll, meow, meow, friend of theirs, meow.
He is.
Meow.
Oh, that looks like Robert Troll over there now by the pond. Oh. I wonder if they're with him.
Well, let's go find out.
Are they here yet, Robert?
Meow, 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 meow. Are they here?
They're here. No, they can send. I don't know where they are.
You
send.
I've been in
Boston. Well, I was just wondering, before they come, Robert Troll, could you tell me something? Is that kind of animal, the duckbill platypus, is it friendly? I mean, does it bite or anything?
No. It's not the best out of him, man. He can stand very friendly. He can brought up a doctor building. He can stand on Sarah Saturday. He can see Robert Troll, Lady Abbott, all of us. He can stand very friendly. He can invite.
Oh, all together you've been friendly.
Yeah,
meow, 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 meow. Meow, have a question, meow.
What do you say to him, Anna?
Meow, meow, animal, pretty?
Yeah, you see, we didn't find out pretty. Yes, and by the way, facing it, by the heart, by the time, by the pretty is, and breaking is, and pretty does.
Meow.
Pretty is, as pretty does, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow.
And they really want to come and live in this neighborhood?
Right here?
Yeah, well, see, Dr. Bill, he likes it. He's been in a bomb. He knows he likes to be in a bomb, but he's saying Mrs. Platypus ain't in, but she can bring me in a bomb and see if she likes another bomb, but then Henry McFadden's.
Oh, so it's up to Mrs. Platypus, really.
Yeah. Yes, that's why I got my Mrs. Platypus.
Well, we've got to help her see how nice it is. We'll just not say anything. We'll just show them how nice it is.
Sure, what we'll do is just... Oh, hey, look.
Hey,
we're not far.
Hey, I got
a video
coming
out. Meow, we'll get there soon, very, very soon. It's not
there. They are, Henry.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, Robert Troll.
Oh, you look Bill great.
Dr. and Miss Lady Platypus, get by Father and Lady Averland.
How do you do? And welcome to the neighborhood.
How do you do?
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you, too. And we get started, but about time to get that Henrietta Pussycat.
Oh, hello. Meow.
You, I'm very glad to make your acquaintance.
Meow, Doctor. Meow, Mrs. Platypus.
And after not again, but last but not least, you get by Father's water, the X the Owl.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm glad to meet you there. Well, how do you like it here, Mrs. Platypus? Think you're going to like it well enough to live here? I mean, we've got lots of things to like here. There's just lots that's nice about this place.
Yeah. We'll just let Mrs. Platypus decide for herself. She'll find out by herself, won't she?
Oh, yeah, find out for herself.
Will.
Oh, yeah, that's what you'd better do, Mrs. Platypus.
Well, it does look like a Bill Gray place, but I just don't see any holes.
Oh, there are lots of holes here, Mrs. Platypus. There's my knot hole in my tree, and there are some holes in the wall over where the factory had its fire.
We can send out that kind of holes. You can have a pot of holes in the sleeping. You can send out by eating a pot of holes in the ground. We can send holes in the ground.
Holes in the ground?
Sure,
yes. Of course, you'll want to live in holes in the ground.
Aye, it's much more comfortable in a hole in the ground.
We have a Bilbil great hole over in Westwood.
Well, I'm sure we could find you a Bilbil, great hole right here if we try.
Sure, you can tell how you can help me drink it. Everyone will have one. Take it by my hand. We'll have it in your bad heart.
Meow, 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 you're glad. Meow, meow, make the curtains, meow.
Curtains? Oh, you sweet pussycat.
Meow.
Did you hear that bagpipe? She said that this pussycat said she'd make us curtains for our new hole in the ground.
Oh, I take it you'd like to live here. Is that the case?
Well, it's the best neighbors we've ever heard of. It seems like a Bilbil great place.
Yeah, and while you're digging your holes, you all can live with me in my knot hole.
Oh, that'd be just fine, fine. Just Bilbil great. We'll bring our things over tomorrow.
Tomorrow? You mean right away tomorrow?
Well, when we move. I mean to tell you, we're speedsters.
Bilbil great. That's what I'd say. Bilbil great.
Yeah, we'll need to dig the holes, and perhaps right down there will be fine.
Blessings on you. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Oh, good neighbors.
See you tomorrow.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, like it, meow.
You're so nice.
Meow. Meow, meow, get back home. Meow, make the curtains, meow.
Yeah, me too. There's lots to do before tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Meow, meow. Meow.
Robert Trove? Oh, they're so nice. I really like them. Look, well, you know what I was doing? Watering.
I
need to water this part of the neighborhood.
Just be done watering.
Yes, but there's no water left.
Uh-oh. We can send we'll go get
some water. Come here. Right here.
Oh, we got that goes in the bad part. It does that lady platypus singing about the hair.
Oh, she's so nice.
Yes, thank you.
I can't wait till they really live here.
No, I can't either.
Tomorrow they're coming.
Oh, wait.
Oh, there. Thank you. He seems like he'd be a good doctor, too.
Oh, I think he'd be a singing doctor.
Oh, there's another.
Okay, that's just a sweet
little
one. Okay, get the singer. Oh, here's a real big one. Here we go. Big one.
Hi, Trump. Oh, really? Again?
What?
Robert Troll, would you give the trolley a pretend shower?
Sure, he gets in about that, but the trolley. There you go, that trolley.
Oh.
Who big it is that, Rob? How about that?
Bye, trolley.
Dr. and Mrs. Duckbill Platypus will start to dig their holes soon in the neighborhood of make-believe. I planted all those seeds that I had here in this little pot. Didn't want to waste them. All those seeds were different. And all the tops of the plants that grow from those seeds are different. And did you know that underneath the ground the things are different too? Let me check these beets. Yeah, the beets are too small to show you underneath the ground. But let's see about the carrots. Here's one. With its roots. See that? Give it some more chance to grow. But that's a little carrot growing into a big carrot. These onions have been growing a lot longer. Oh, here's a big one. See the roots? There's a big onion.
See how different they are underneath? Let's check on these radishes. Here's one. Sometimes they're hard to pull up. Their roots have ground around them. There's a little radish. They're all growing. They're all different. I'll clean all of this up later. But now I'll wash my own hands. I like to watch things grow, don't you? Sometimes it seems so long, takes so long to grow. I like to know you as you're growing. Growing outside and growing inside. All the different things you like to do. My work, but you and I'll be together, you know when. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. Just like there's only one plant in the whole world that comes from each little seed. Yeah. Can you see why I think you're so special? Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.